Shalom. Welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. My name's Rabbi Kurt Landry. I want to talk to you really for the next three sessions about the Holy Spirit.
平安，这里是古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄系列，我是拉比柯兰卓。我想在接下来的三个教导课程中和你们认真谈谈圣灵。
Because I think that your relationship in this hour, my relationship in this hour, we really need to kind of have a plan to enhance and build our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
考虑到你和我在这个时刻分别与神的关系，我想我们确实需要制定一个计划来增强和建立我们与圣灵之间的关系。
And so I'm going to talk to you about the nine gifts of the Spirit and practically how you apply them onto your life and hopefully give you some tools to be able to, most of all, have an experience with your gifts in the Holy Spirit and get results. Because that
我要和你们谈谈关于九种属灵的恩赐，以及如何将它们实际应用到你的生活中，并希望能够作为你的工具。最重要的是能够让你经历圣灵的恩赐，并得到果效。
That's really the key. I think the thrust of what we do in the ministry is really about getting results.
这是非常关键的。我们正在做的事工的动力也就是为了取得果效。
So I want to, these are just questions that I have that come from people like yourself. So I hope they will help and I'll try to answer them the best I can. When I do Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority, my thrust of it is this.
我手头的这些问题来源于你们，所以我希望能够给你们提供帮助，我会尽我的可能回答这些问题。当我遵循古老的圣经原则并行使国度的权柄时，我的动力和目标是如下这样的。
My life was radically changed over 30 years ago, and where it got changed is that when I started realizing that I was at the pretty muchI humbly say this, I was really at a high level in the corporate world, and I learned all that the corporate world had, and then I got radically saved.
30多年前，我的生活发生了根本性的改变。我谦虚地说，神改变我的时刻，正当是我意识到我已经差不多到了一个企业界天花板的时候。当时我几乎学到了企业界的一切，然后我遇到了神，彻底得救了。
And I get introduced to this book.And I thought, my gosh, I kind of felt like almost like a Solomon experience in the sense that it was like, well, if God created the universe, and he did, and God has created the rules and the laws and instruction of the universe, and he has, then maybe I should dedicate my life to researching that. And so I kind of dedicated after I got out of the radically getting saved,and radically getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And then that's when the Lord started to reveal to me that the best way to read the Bible is to read it and put yourself into the role of whoever you're reading.
当我读到圣经时，这是一次非常庄严的经历。如果神创造了宇宙，宇宙的法则和规则，并且给我们指导，那么也许我应该毕生都致力于研究这一点。因此在我彻底得救和被圣灵充满之后，我将我的生命致力于研究圣经。神开始向我启示，阅读圣经的最好办法就是在阅读它的时候将自己置于正在阅读的人的角色之中。
So if you want to read about Joseph and what he went through with his brothers, his coats of many colors thrown into the pit, Potiphar's house, out of Potiphar's house,into the prison, and then, you know, being second most powerful man in the world, and then basically saving the world at that time.
所以比如你读到约瑟，你就会看到他和他的兄弟们所经历的事情。约瑟向兄弟们炫耀彩衣，然后被扔到坑里，从他的家乡被卖到埃及的护卫长波提乏家中，后来又从波提乏家中出来，在埃及被下到监里。然后你知道约瑟后来成为世界上第二有权势的人，基本上还拯救了当时的世界。
If you're going to go through those steps, is like, what was the purification, sanctification, value changes, attitudes of the heart, all that for this young boy named Joseph, who became this really world leader, which and in a type and shadow of a Messiah or a Christ on the earth.
比如你也需要经历这些在这个角色里的步骤，就像约瑟经历了进化、成圣、价值观发生变化、内心的态度发生变化，所有这一切让约瑟从小男孩成为了这个真正的世界领袖，并成为了弥赛亚在地上的一种类型的缩影。
And so I've done great deep studies on Joseph, and I've learned so much from it. So those are ancient principles. And then what I really kind of observed through all that was that is that you have ancient principles are really kind of ancient stories, but they're really ancient teaching tools because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我对约瑟做了深入的研究，我从中学习到了很多东西，这些都是古老的圣经原则。通过这一切，我真正观察到的是，古老的圣经原则确实是古老的故事，但它确实也是古老的教学工具，因为神在过去、现在和未来都是一样的。
My personal passion says, I just want to know about, I took it, you know, I found out that I'm Jewish and these things, and so I thought, I want to find out about my family. These, I look at Joseph and Daniel and the Apostle Paul and Yeshua and Peter and these, you know, King David. I look at these, Moses, these are Jewish men. They come from, so to say, the same DNA.
我个人的热情表明，在我知道自己是犹太人之后，我想要更多的了解我的家庭。我看着约瑟但以理、使徒保罗、耶稣、彼得、大卫王、摩西，这些都是犹太人，可以说他们来自于相同的 DNA。
But when you're born again, it comes from that same DNA. So when, you know, we're talking about like something you want to teach about, I said, if you understand the ancient principles, if you understand what the people who have been through and learned how to increase, that's the key, increase.And authority with the Holy Spirit, you have to know the ancient principles to have kingdom authority now.
当拉比作为犹太人重生之后，他也来自于相同的 DNA. 所以如果你了解古老的圣经原则，你了解圣经中的人所经历的，并学会如何用圣灵来增加国度的权柄，这非常的关键。你必须了解古老的圣经原则，才能拥有现今的国度的权柄。
Because...Why you shouldn't have to go out and make every mistake everybody else made. Why not read the book, learn from their mistakes so that their ceiling becomes your floor?
因为你不应该出去犯其他人已经犯过的错误。你需要阅读圣经，从圣经中吸取错误的教训，让别人的天花板成为你的地板。
And that's kind of what the thrust of my ministry to you is I hope that my ceiling becomes your floor.
这就是我们的事工对你的驱动力。我希望我们的天花板成为你们的地板。
So I want to talk to you about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the first question is, what's the difference between the baptism, of the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit?
所以我想和你们谈谈圣灵的恩赐。第一个问题是，从圣灵受洗和圣灵充满有什么区别？
This is a question that's asked a lot, and so I'm just going to give you how I understand it, and understand that we have a ministry here at House of David, we have an immersion pool, and we have literally water baptized over 10,000 people. Okay.
这是一个被很多人问到的问题，所以我只是告诉你我是如何理解的。我们在大卫之家有一个净水池，已经为超过一万个人接受过用水的洗礼。
Okay, so I always kind of paraphrase andI don't know how many people on our tours in Israel, probably thousands in the Jordan River. So I've been around water immersion. I've been around the baptism of fire and the Holy Spirit for 30 years. And so let's start there with like, well, what does that mean?
我不知道我们曾经的以色列之旅共有多少人，可能有数千人都在约旦河受洗。我在水里施行浸礼，接受火和圣灵的洗礼已经有30年左右了。请让我来说一下，受圣灵的洗到底是什么意思
？Okay, when you are born again, you are water baptized, and when you're baptized once into salvation, And that's why we baptize you. You don't have to do it this way, but we do it backwards. Because what's happening is you're falling back, so to say, dying to the old, and you're being resurrected in the new.
当你重生时，你在救恩中会受一次水的洗礼。这就是我们为你施洗的原因。发生的事情会是你向旧人死去，并在新的生命中复活。
And at that time, what you're doing is you are immersing, you have a body, you have a soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions, okay? You have a spirit man, the spirit of you as a man, and now the Holy Spirit wants to come in. So when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I'm getting kind of scientific here in the spirit, but what happens is you die and you say, okay, I admit I'm a sinner, I'm going to hell, I need a salvation, I come up in the name of Jesus, and at that point, the Holy Spirit comes into your life, into the resurrected state in your life, and you are born again.
当时你身上会发生的情况是，你已经有了一个身体，你也有一个魂，也就是你的思想、意志和情感，你也有自己的灵，也就是你作为一个人所有的灵。现在圣灵想要进来，所以当你接受耶稣基督作为你的救主的时候，所发生的事情就是你的旧人死了。你说，我承认我是一个罪人，我快要下地狱了，我非常需要救赎，我奉主基督耶稣的名复活了。那时圣灵就会进入到你的生命中，进入你生命中复活的状态，你就重生了。
And that means that your spirit man now has the best friend in the whole world living inside of you. It's Christ in you. That's the hope and glory, okay?
这意味着你自己的灵和全世界最好的朋友耶稣住在了你的内心，这就是基督在你的里面，这就是盼望和荣耀。
So now the Holy Spirit's in there and he's communicating to your spirit man. Your spirit man communicates to your mind, will, and emotions. And your body follows whatever those choices are, blessing or cursing. Blessing brings health, cursing brings sickness. Okay, so that's really kind of in a basic. So that
现在圣灵在那里，他正在与你的灵身体沟通，你的灵与你的思想、意志和情感沟通，而你的身体会遵循这一些选择。比如你会选择祝福或是诅咒，祝福会带来健康，咒诅会带来疾病。
It's really kind of in a basic. So that's the baptism of being baptized, and you receive the Holy Spirit. But the baptism of fire of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, is the next level. So the next level is when you actually are already born again. And I'm not saying you're not spirit-filled. You are spirit-filled, but when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, according to the book of Acts, speaking in tongues and operating in the gifts of the Spirit, then what happens is then you're immersing into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's a second decision. And
这就是受洗并接受圣灵的进入，但圣灵之火的洗礼是下一个层次。下一个层次就是当你已经实际上重生的时候，我不是说你的圣灵不充满，你是圣灵充满的，但是当你开始运用圣灵的恩赐，比如说《使徒行传》中的方言时，然后发生的事情会是你进入到了圣灵的洗礼中，这也是你做的第二个决定。
And so like what we do here at House of David, you don't have to do it this way. We immerse you backwards in from death of the old man, resurrecting into the new. Then we lay hands on you and we pray for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and we immerse you forward into your new beginnings. We lay hands on you, we anoint you with oil, and we release the gifts of the Spirit.
就像我们在大卫之家所做的那样，我们让你从旧人里死亡并复活进入新人的过程中，然后我们按手在你的身上祷告你能受圣灵的洗，并且迎接你们的新的开始。我们把手放在你们的身上，用油来膏抹你，我们释放属灵的恩赐在你的身上。
And so the next obvious question that you have here is what are the nine gifts of the Spirit? Well, there's nine gifts of the Spirit, and so I've made some notes here, and I just kind of want to share them with you.
紧接着下一个问题是属灵的九种恩赐是什么？我在这里做了一些笔记，我想与你们分享。
But the first gift of the Spirit is the word of knowledge. And a word of knowledge is something to be true that exceeds natural human intelligence.
属灵的第一个恩赐是知识的言语，知识的言语是真实的，超越了人类的智能。
So, words of knowledge can get like somebody, even when you weren't saved, or even being saved, you could say, oh, my gut feels this way. It's, I call it your inner knower. The inner knower, what it means is your spirit, man, is being warned by your Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, Holy Spirit, Christ in you, is communicating to your spirit, man, like a warning or knowledge or joy or whatever it is, and it usually will come with words of knowledge.
关于知识的言语，好比说一个不管有没有得救的人内在所有的一种直觉，我们称其为内在的认知。从属灵层面而言，这种内在认知的提醒意味着你的灵正在受到圣灵的警告。三位一体中的基督、圣灵正在向你的灵、身体传达信息，比如传达警告、知识、喜乐或者其他。它通常会伴随着知识的言语。
Like Christy and I've had it before where it says like, don't get on that plane or don't go this way or don't park your car there, whatever. Just this, and it's really, it's a word of knowledge. And then there's words of wisdom. Words of wisdom is a supernatural wisdom that works within the parameter of the true presence of God's word.
就像我和我的妻子一样，我们以前也听过这样的话，比如不要上飞机，不要上那架飞机，或者不要走这条路，不要把车停在那里等等，这就是知识的言语。然后第二个属灵的恩赐是智慧的言语。智慧的言语是一种超自然的智慧，他们在神的话语中真实存在的范围内发挥作用。
So, you know, you'll be reading God's word and you've read it many, many times, and all of a sudden, for some reason, it's like you even have it highlighted in your Bible. I'm sure you've had this happen. And you're reading it, and all of a sudden you go, oh my gosh, and you see or hear and feel something different. That's a word of wisdom. It's like all of a sudden the Lord says, you're in a place where the collective word that you've been building in your life over, let's say, the last few months, now it changes. See, the word is living. So now all of a sudden you're reading the same words, but then you're processing them with a comprehension that's coming at a higher level. That's a word of wisdom.
所以你知道你会读神的话语，有时候你会读很多很多遍经文，你在圣经里也对某一些经文高亮过，然后后面突然因为一些原因，你看到这些经文，并且感觉到有很多事情和以前不同了，这就是智慧的言语。就好像突然之间，神说你正处在一个地方，你在生活中建立累积的神的话语，虽然过去几个月已经存在了，但它现在又发生了变化。因为神的话语是活的，所以现在你突然会读到同样的经文，但你可能在这个新的时刻会以更高的层次来理解和消化神的话语，这就是智慧的言语。
The third gift is the gift of prophecy, a direct word from the Lord to build up others and to further his divine will. And so,
第三个恩赐是预言的恩赐，是神直接发出的话语，以建造他人，并进一步推动他属神的意志。你可以说发预言的话，可以是一句鼓励的话，也可以是叙说一个方向，也可以是一句纠正的话。
So, you can have a word of prophecy, and I'll give you a real story that just happened to me yesterday. Okay, I was talking to a good friend of mine, and he has a house at the lake where we live, and he just bought a new boat.
我给你讲一个昨天发生在我身上的真实的故事。我正在和我的一个好朋友聊天，他住在我们的湖边，有一所房子，他刚刚买了一艘新船。
And I knew he'd been trying to buy this boat for a while, but he was asking me something about the Lord, and I said, everything's coming full circle. I said, I can just see it. It's like we're at like a 10 or 20 year full circle. Everything's coming full circle. And so I says, okay. And I said, full circle, full circle.
我知道我已经想买这艘船很长一段时间了，但他在问我一些关于神的事情。我说一切都会回到本类。我说就像好像我们已经过了10年或20年，但一切又都会回到本类。 所以我说回到本垒，回到本垒。
And so we're talking, and I explained to him some trips that we're taking, that we're returning to this one place we haven't been in 50 years. It's full circle. And he's laughing on the phone. I said, what's so funny? He says, well, he said, you know, I was trying to buy that boat. And he says, you remember the name of the boat? And I said, no, I don't. And he said, well, he said, the name of the boat is Full Circle. So I think, how bizarre is that?
所以我们正在交谈，我向他解释了我们的行程，我们将要返回那个地方，我们已经50年没有再去过了。他在电话里大笑，我说，有什么事情这么有趣吗？他说，你知道我想买那条船，你还记得它的名字吗？拉比说，我不记得了。他说，船的名字就是回到本垒。哇，这真的好神奇。
So that's kind of like with prophecy, what happens is prophecy brings things into remembrance, so things are coming full circle.
所以这有点像预言所发生的事情，预言可以带给我们需要记住的事情。一切又回到了原点。
And the fourth one is the gift of faith. So it's walking in stride, and it's being empowered by the Holy Spirit to accomplish miracles and wonders in His name. It's a gift of faith. So if you, I think probably the greatest gift of faith I have been blessed to personally be around and to know would have been Dr. T.L. Osborne.You know, he's led so many people to the Lord and so many miracles in his ministry.
第四个是信心的恩赐，就是靠着信心大步向前。圣灵授权我们以神的名义作为神迹奇事的器皿，这就是信心的恩赐。我认为在我生命当中最大的信心的恩赐，就是我很幸运的能够知道并且认识奥斯本博士，他就是拉比的属灵父亲。他带领了很多人归向主，并在他的事工中创造了很多奇迹。
Christy and I were blessed for years to travel with him all over the world, and he just had the gift of faith. I can't explain it. It's like you can see it. His eyes, the way he speaks, he just goes out there and there's no fear, and he just like says, you know what? I'm sending God's word, and as it says,And you're going to get healed. And people got healed. I mean, I literally saw thousands of miracles, being with Dr. T.L. Osborne. But he had the gift of faith.
克里斯蒂和我都很受祝福的，能够和他一起在全世界各地开展事工许多年。他拥有信心的恩赐。我可能无法用语言来解释，就像你可以从他说话的方式、他的眼睛里看到一样。奥斯本博士的眼睛就在那里，没有恐惧，他就直接传达神的话语，人们会因此得到医治。我与奥斯本博士在一起，亲眼看到了数以千计的奇迹，真的，他有信心的恩赐。
And then the gift of healing, which he also had, is supernatural power to heal yourself and others. And listen, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you can operate in all these nine gifts.But and that will be one of the questions. So I'll just answer it now. But what happens is you'll usually have two or three of them that kind of is highlighted in your life. And so with Dr. Osborne, gifts and miracles and supernatural ability to perform things unexplained by the nature of the world system, but by the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后奥斯本博士也拥有医治的属灵恩赐，就是治愈自己和他人的超自然力量。当你接受圣灵时，你就可以运用所有这九种属灵的恩赐，但通常有两到三个属灵的恩赐会在你的生活中特别突出。比如奥斯本博士的属灵恩赐，神迹奇事和超自然的能力就无法通过世界的体系来解释，而是需要通过圣灵的力量来解释。
I'll never forget being in Lomé, Togo, Africa with Dr. T.L. Osborne. And this lady came up on the platform and she was blind. And she actually lost her sight in the birth of one of her children. I can't.
我永远不会忘记的事情是我与奥斯本博士在非洲一个叫多哥的国家，他的首都洛美。布道的时候，当时有一位叫泰勒的女士来到站台前，她双目失明。他大概有八九个孩子，但实际上在他生其中一个孩子的时候就失去了视力。
I remember she had like 8 or 9 children, but when one of the younger ones came, it did nerve damage and she was blind. And so she comes up on the platform and her eyes are kind of like white and glassed over and you can tell she's blind. And yet she comes up on the platform and she can see. I mean, you know, we raise up the fingers, Dr. TL raises and they can see and all this stuff.
其中一个年轻的孩子出生的时候有神经上的一些损伤。这位妈妈她当时出现在站台上，她的眼睛有点像白色的，有光泽，你可以看得出来她是一个盲人。然而她登上了台子，她能看到我们都举起了双手，奥斯本博士的双手她也能看到。
So, but the thing that Dr. TL did that was so amazing was he said to her, he said, Mama, Mama, do you have any children here? And of course they're speaking, this Togo is where the main language is French.They're translating to her in Togonese, and she says yes. And so TL says to the crowd out there, he says, any of her children here? And you hear a guy yelling, yes, I'm your son. She's raising her hand. And
奥斯本博士做了一件非常奇妙的事情，就是他对他说，妈妈，妈妈，你在这里有孩子吗？地方人正在给这个妈妈翻译成多哥当地的语言。女人说，是的。奥斯本博士对周遭的人群说，这里真的有他的孩子吗？然后人群中有人喊叫，是的，我是他的儿子。
And it's a funny part of the story was, I was told I was sitting on the back row with all the pastors, and they all said, don't get up and don't get near Dr. Osborne when he's ministering. So I said, okay.So I'm standing.
这个故事最有趣的部分就是我和所有的牧师都坐在后排，他们也没有站起来，也没有靠近博士，因为当奥斯本博士在开展他的事工的时候，不允许有人靠近他。我也答应了不靠近他。
And there, and I'm watching this, and it's my first time seeing this. I'm standing up. I look out. This young, beautiful African young man stands up, and they get him, and they make a way, and he comes through the little Royal Ranger thing. They move the rope. He comes up on the platform. He stands in front of her, and he's standing there. And when by the time he's standing there, guess what? Rabbi gets up, and I forgot. And I'm standing right next to TL, and I'm like this. I'm just like, you know, if this is the micro, I'm like, okay, let's see. I want to see if this is real. And I'm looking at her, and she's looking at him, and it's back and forth. And I can tell that the woman does not recognize him.And she can see. I know she can see. We did the fingers.
所以我站在那里看着这一切发生，这是我第一次看到。我看着这个年轻帅气的非洲年轻人站起来，观众都开了一条路。年轻人来到站台上，站在女人的面前。当他站在那里的时候，你猜发生了什么？拉比，我忘记了不能靠近奥斯本博士。我站起来了，我就站在奥斯本博士的旁边。我瞪大了眼睛，想看看这到底是不是真的。我看着女人，女人和年轻人之间来来回回的看。我看得出来，那个女人其实并不认识他，但我知道她能看到。我们试过，她其实是看得到手指的。
But then she took her hands like this. She touched his face. And she just broke down, wailing and crying. And the young man hugged his mother.
但随后他就用手摸了摸年轻人的脸。他崩溃了，嚎啕大哭。那个年轻人拥抱了他的母亲。
And I'm just going, oh my gosh. And Dr. Deal just looked over at me saying, well, Rabbi, what do you think? He didn't say that, but he gets his eyes were like, what do you think about this? And I'm just like, oh my God, it was a sovereign miracle of God.
然后我就非常震惊地离开了。奥斯本博士笑着看着我，仿佛在说，你觉得怎么样，拉比？我的眼睛瞪得铜铃大，这就是真正的神迹奇事啊。
And it so moved the crowd.That a wave of healing went across that soccer field, and the Royal Rangers from the church that kept people like, you know, 30 feet from the platform, all the people pushed them down. They grabbed the platform. The platform was literally shaking like this, and the wheelchairs, the crutches, and there was just this wave of miraculous healing that changed Christy and I's life forever because.And it really, it's the gift of miracles. It's a real gift, and it's wonderful.
在场的人群如此感动，以至于一波医治的浪潮席卷了整个足球场。教堂里的皇家护卫员让大家保持在距离讲台30英尺的地方，但所有人都将他们推倒，人群开始抓着平台的边缘，平台就开始摇晃，轮椅和拐杖都被丢掉了。 这股神奇的医治浪潮永远改变了我和我妻子的生命，因为这确实是奇迹，这是一份真正的礼物，是真正的属灵的恩赐，这真的非常的美好。
The seventh spirit is the discerning of spirits. It's a unique ability to see beyond our natural realm, to see into the supernatural realm, and it helps others experience breakthroughs from bondages and causes that of spirits that are oppressing them.
第七个属灵的恩赐是辨别诸灵的恩赐，这是一种独特的能力，可以超越我们的自然领域，看到超自然领域，并帮助其他人体验束缚中的突破，将他们从精神压迫中被释放。
So, one of the things that happens with people is that if you need deliverance, you need somebody with that seer anointing. So, because you got to first bind that strong man, you have to bind and cast it off.
在人们的身上发生的事情之一就是，如果你需要释放，你就需要有先知恩赐的人来帮助你。你必须先捆绑这个很强的人或事物，并摆脱他。
The eighth gift of the Spirit is speaking in tongues, and I'll talk more about that in the next session. And then the ninth gift is the interpretation of tongues.
第八个属灵的恩赐就是说方言，我将在下一次教导中详细谈论这个问题。第九个属灵的恩赐是翻方言。
So, anyway, it's your last question here is, I find it really hard to believe that I can...just have access to these gifts freely. How do I overcome that struggle? Well,
你的最后一个问题是，我发现很难相信我可以自由地获得这些恩赐。我该如何克服这种挣扎呢？
I'm going to close with this prayer for you. If you would just extend your hands, and even if you're just listening, just stop wherever you are and just extend your hands. And it's and the reason I say that is just a place of obedience and believe the prophet and you'll prosper. So I just want you to surrender, just put your hands up and just say these words, quite simply say, Father God.
最后让我用祷告来结束，请你伸出你们的手，即使你只是在作为一个听众，伸出你们的手，这是一种顺服，相信先知你就会繁荣。所以我只想你降服于神，请你举起手来，简单的跟我一起说。
Father God,In the name of Jesus, I receive a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the nine gifts of the Spirit. I make room in my life for all nine gifts so that, Lord, depending on where I go and what's needed of you wherever I go, I don't have to be a master's level at any of it, but I want the master to be able to use me at his level and not my unbelief.So, Father God, I receive those gifts. I receive it now in Yeshua's name. God bless you. Thank you so much.
父神，奉主基督耶稣的名，我接受了圣灵的全新洗礼。感谢你，圣灵，感谢属灵的九个恩赐。我在我的生命中为这九个属灵的恩赐留出了位置。所以，主，我去哪里，以及无论我去哪里，你需要我做什么，我都顺服于你。我不需要在这些恩赐上达到大师的水平，但我希望大师能够在他的水平上使用我，而不是我的不幸。所以父神，我收到了这些属灵的恩赐，现在我收到了，奉主基督耶稣的名，神祝福你们平安。